Okay, everybody, say today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We're now up to the final daf in Masechta Sanhedrin. We're going to be starting in Mir Tzeshem, 4 or 5 lines before the wide lines on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis. 5 lines before the end, right before of the end of the narrow lines. About 11 or 12 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Zokti Mara, Tanan Usa. We learned in the Mishnah, on the side it said it's not a Mishnah, it's only a Braisa. Isa shel masur sheni patura min achala. Person has Isa, dough, which is a masur sheni flour. You don't have to go and give chala from that Isa. Why? We'll see in a moment. Dibra mei. Lecham mechayven. Lecham say no, you do have to. Omer of Chizda. Ma'achloi kisbe masur sheni b'Yerushalayim. Where is this Isa being kneaded at this time? Kneaded with a K-N. It's being kneaded in Yerushalayim. The Rameyer Savar Masur Sheni Mogen Gavoyahu. The Rameyer holds that Masur Sheni belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's not mine. The Rabbeinu Shalom has allowed me to go and eat from his Masur Sheni, but it's not mine. It's as if I'm invited to someone for the Seder on Seder night. I'm delighted to be able to go and eat in the other person's home. He's invited me. It doesn't belong to me, it belongs to him. He's sharing it with me. Shkoyach. Here too, the Master Sheni belongs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't have a din of giving chala. It's a mumen gvoyo. Rabbanan Tzavri, no mumen hedjidu. Rabbeinu Shalom has given us the Master Sheni like any other food to eat, like chulin. Just like chulin, there are no requirements, limitations, whatever, it's totally mine. The Master Sheni is also totally mine. So just like I have to go and give Chalim and an Isa, if the Isa happens to be regular Chulin, I have to go and give Chalim and Isa if the Isa is Masur Sheni. But that Machlokes is only in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim, say the Rabbanan, I'm entitled, I'm able to eat it. So it's Mamon Hedjit. Al Begvulin, if you're talking about outside Yerushalayim, you're in Tel Aviv, you're in Bnei Brak, Haifa, wherever. Tivri HaKoyu Potter, everybody would agree that since you have no heter achila, the only one that has any rights to it is the Rabbeinu Shloim. It's Masur Sheni Mamon Gavoyahu. The Rabbeinu Shloim doesn't have to give chala from his Masur Sheni, and you don't have to give chala because it's not yours. Rashi brings the pasuk, Reishis Arisoy Seichem Chala Torimus Ruma. If it's your Arisoy Seichem, it's your Isa, you have to go and give chala. But it's not your Isa. Isa belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Therefore, you're off the hook. Bottom line, what we see from this halacha is Rav Chizda holds Begvulin, Masur Sheni has a din of Masur Gavoya, or Mumen Gavoya. It's not yours, it belongs to the Rabbeinu Shloim. So based on this, Gemara asks now Akasha from our Mishnah, as well as the Braisa that we had at the top of the Yomit. Masur Rav Yosef, Masur Sheni, because we are Kodeshi Gonzu. What happens if you have an Irni Dachas? And in the Irini Dachas, you have a Masur Sheni, and you have Kisvi HaKoydish. Well, Kisvi HaKoydish Yigonzu, that we understand, we've discussed that before. Mezuzah, Sifri Torah, other Svarim, Yigonzu. Obviously, don't go and burn it, Chas V'Sholem, with the rest of the items in the Irini Dachas. But what about Masur Sheni? It says Masur Sheni also Yigonzu. You don't burn it. You don't destroy it. Frekman B'mayaskina. What is the fact pattern over here? Elaim in Yerushalayim, are we talking about that the Masur Sheni is in Yerushalayim? And Chas V'Sholem Yerushalayim has been declared an Ir HaNidachas, and that's why the Mishnah says, although you're supposed to go and burn everything else, there's kol shalola tikboitz el toich rechoiva v'sarafta ba'esh, this is not shalola, this is shalal shamayim. Is that the pshat in the Mishnah? Freiti Mora, Yerushalayim mihavi Ir Nidachas? Yerushalayim cannot be an Ir Nidachas. Vatanya, a famous brisa, Maseches Bava Kama, Asor Dvarim Nemro B'Yerushalayim, there are 10 special halachas said about Yerushalayim, V'zu Achas Mehen, Ein Anasas Ir Nidachas, there's no such thing. Yerushalayim cannot become an Ir Nidachas. So Oy Bazoi, what are we talking about? De'el B'Racheres. It must be that this Masur Sheni, where the Mishnah says Yigonzu, is talking about somewhere else. Iracheres. Okay. V'askuhu Ligava, and it's talking about that they took the Masur Sheni from Yerushalayim, and they brought it, from the Irani Dachas, and they took it up to Yerushalayim, and now it's in Yerushalayim. And we're saying about that, you know what you do with that Maaser Sheni? Yigonzu. Frey Timura, Hakotu Machitzos. Once it's within the walls of Yerushalayim, the Machitzos have been kolate. You know what the word kolate is? Because today they have in Eretz Yisrael, Avadat Haklita, which is the ministry of absorption. Here, when we say kolate, it means it's if the Machitzos Yerushalayim have grabbed hold of the Maaser Sheni, and they're not going to free it. You cannot take it out of Yerushalayim. You cannot be poide it anymore when you're in Yerushalayim. You can only be poide if you're far away. Kirichak mimcha hamakayim and kiloy suchal se'esoy and then v'tzarta kesu biyadcha. There's a din of pidyon. But once the Maaser Sheni is Yerushalayim, it's stuck. You don't take it out. You're not poide it. You eat in Yerushalayim. So for tomorrow, once you eat in Yerushalayim, it no longer has the status of ir hanidachas good. Fakert Rashi says, Kol tu Yerushalayim, eat it, macha brucha, and eat in Yerushalayim. So, our Mishnah cannot be talking about a situation of that it was from Ir Nidachas, and it was inside Yerushalayim, because it wouldn't say Yigonzu. It should go and say Yoichlu, Yizbu anovim Yerchelu. Go and eat it, it's entitled Tzach in Yerushalayim. Elalav, Muslim Dachzogim, it's talking about Bigvul in, we're talking about a city somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. Then unfortunately, roiv of that town, roiv of that city, have done avodah zarah, and then now we've declared this city officially an ir hanidachas. And what's going on? Among all of the other items in the town, there is maaser sheni items where the Baal HaBos had intended either to take it up to Yerushalayim or to be poided to take the money up to Yerushalayim. But in the meantime, there's maaser sheni out there somewhere. In a kfar, in a city, in Eretz Yisrael. And, unfortunately, this city has been declared an official major hazard place because it is now an Ir Nidachas. So what does it say? Everything else in the city gathered all together into Toich Rechoiva, V'Sarafta Be'esh. Take everything together. However, this is an exception to the rule. Why is it an exception to the rule? Because this is Kodesh. And since it's Kodesh, it has a din of Gniza. Don't go and destroy it, but you have to be going to it. So, Kfreit Timura, why do you have to be going to it? If you're telling me that it happens to be Maser, Begvulin, said Rav Chisda, Kuli Alma Moida, that it's Momen Gavoyahu. Ah, if it's Momen Gavoyah, don't we have the rule of Shlola below Shlau Shemayim? Meaning, it says in the Pasuk, that you have to go and take together what's the Lashon HaPasuk. There's Kol Shalolah, Shalolah, with a Mapikeh. Tikboitz al Toich Rechoiva, gather it, assemble it to the main square. What did Shlomo say the other day? To the Kikar. V'sarafta Ba'esh. V'yes Kol Esoir, V'yes Kol Shalolah, Kol Lashem Alekecha. Shalolah v'lo Yishlal Shemayim. If you're telling me that Begvulin, the status of that. That's what Rav Chisda said. That when it comes to Maaser Sheni, Chutz LiYerushalayim, Begvulin, Divri HaKoil, everybody agrees it's Potter from Chala. Why? Because it's a Mom Gavoyahu. If it's Mom Gavoyah, then the Maaser Sheni should be exempt. There shouldn't be a din of Yigonzu. It should be a din of Rabbi Yisai, wash for breakfast and eat the Maaser Sheni. Well, you can't eat the Maaser Sheni in Gvulin. But you can be poided and then you can eat it. Or put it aside in a special box and take it up to Yerushalayim the next day, a week later, whenever you get a chance, you take it to Yerushalayim. But why do we have to say Yigonzu? The reason why L'chayr it says Yigonzu is L'chayr because it's considered to be Momoin of the Shlola, of the Ir Nidachas, and therefore Me'ikra, then you should go and burn it. But because it has a status of Kodesh, because after all, Maaser Sheni is Ashvikal the Kodesh, the Torah refers to it as Kodesh. So what do you have to do with it? That's why, don't burn it, Yigonzu, put it aside, go and quote-unquote bury it. But it means that there is a din that it's Maser, that the Maser Sheni is considered to be Mamon Hedjit. Since it's Mamon Hedjit, you go and it's an Ikra din, like all the other things, you should go and burn it. But because it happens to be a Maser Sheni, it's Kodesh, you don't burn it, you give it a special status of Yigadzu. So l'choyin avishtarka kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, ma'as v'sheni b'gvulin kuli alma moida, it's mamon gevoyahu. If it's mamon gevoyah, it should have a din of shlal shamayim. And therefore, in an ir nidachas, I should say that there is no din of sreifa, no din of geniza. There's an exception. Shlala v'loy shlal shamayim. Empty more love. La'oilam, the iracheres, vaskula gavah. It's not talking about a gvulin situation. In a gvulin situation, kuli alam moida, like Rav Chisda says, mamon gevoyah. But it's talking about that it was originally in the iracheres, and they took it into Yerushalayim. And so you said, okay, so if it's in Yerushalayim, the machitzas are koltois, machabrucha, and eat it up. There is no din any longer of ir nidachas. It has now been absorbed, niklat, into Yerushalayim. It is now part of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, there's no din of ir nidachas. Go in Yerushalayim, like the Gemara asked before. It's talking about that it became tamei. It became tamei, you cannot eat it anymore in Yerushalayim. Because it's tamei. It's Frank Gemara. Big deal. Velifrake. Be poided. And if you're going to be poided, it will lose its tumah. Normally, you can only be poid the master sheni outside of Yerushalayim, because the pasuk says ki yirchak hamakayim, ki yirchak mimcha hamakayim, ki lo yisuchal se'esoi v'tzarta kesef biyodcha. Normally, this only applies outside of Yerushalayim. Here, however, says the Gemara, if it's tamei, you can be poided even in Yerushalayim. Why? The Amar Blazer minay lemaster sheni shenitma shepoidin oisay afilu biYerushalayim. Talmalim, it says in the Pasuk, Yisuchal Se'esai. Now you and I know that Se'esai means to carry. You can't carry it. However, the Gemara Darshins, Ve'in Se'es El Achila. Se'es has another translation, another definition. It means that you cannot eat it. How do I know that Se'es means food that you can't eat? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, by Yosef and the brothers, Ve'yisem Masois Me'es Panav. He gave them presents of food. Oh, so I see the word Masois means food. I cannot eat it because the Master Sheni became Tomei, says Reb Lazar. No problem. Be pointed. It's in Yerushalayim. Also no problem, says Reb Lazar. Even though you're in Yerushalayim, you can go and be pointed, Master Sheni, Shenitma. What happens when you're pointed, Master Sheni, Shenitma? The Tumma goes off of the original food, and now you can eat it, Betahara. Really? There's such a din you could be poided that the tumah comes off? I always thought when you're poided something, the kedusha goes off. Well, Rabbi Isai, look up the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, Perigimel Mishnah Tes, and the Mishnah says over there that if you have tummy dicker food, what you can do is you can be poided, and the tumah will come off of that tummy dicker food. Really? Yes! It's Machlokes Beishamai
Beisit. You mean Maaser Sheni? It's not any food that can become tamei.
I'm talking about Maaser Sheni. The whole discussion from
Maaser Sheni. So thank you.
Did I use another term? If I did, I'm sorry.
You said food, any food.
Well, the food that I'm talking about, Maaser Sheni food. Maaser Sheni food. If you have Maaser Sheni food that became tamei, and you want to release it from its tumah, because once it's tamei, you're not allowed to eat it. I'm not talking about just a koyin. Anyway, you're not allowed to eat it if it's Maaser Sheni tumah. You want to get rid of the tumah of the Maaser Sheni food. You have to go and be poided. In Yerushalayim, you can be poided. And then the tumah goes away. So Zokti Yimara, so once again, this food now happens to be in this food, this Maaser Sheni food is in Yerushalayim. Kaltu Mechitzois, you said you can't eat it because it became tamei. No problem. Go and be poided. Now you can go and eat it. That being the case, why does it say Yigonzu? Don't you say Kaltu Mechitzois? You've been poided. There's no more tumah. Eat it. Yoichu anavim yisbo. Let everybody go and eat it. Why should it be yigonzu? Evni malcha ma'iskin and belakuach. Belakuach means it wasn't original Maaser Sheni. It was derivative Maaser Sheni. Derivative in the sense that it was originally Maaser Sheni somewhere in Tel Aviv or any other kfar throughout Eretz Yisrael where they have farms. The person couldn't go and schlep all the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. It was just too much. And he was poided. And now he took the money to Yerushalayim, and with that money he bought all types of goodies, like basar v'yayin, And that basar in Yerushalayim became tamei. So the Gemara assumes in the Havamina, when did Rabbi Elazar hold that you can go and be poi the Master Sheni Yerushalayim if it became tamei? If it was the original Master Sheni, but not something that was already the vlad of the Master Sheni, the derivative. What would be the svara? Maybe because you can't be poi the twice, because you already poi the original Master Sheni. And now you have the money and you bought now new foods, which are lekuach b'master sheni. Fine, no problem. But if that becomes tamei, says the Gemara, perhaps you cannot be poided. Zokti Gemara, no, v'livrike, you can still be poided, even if it's lekuach. We're on the top of Kuf Yud Gimel, Titnan, and we're continuing. This is, in fact, the next Mishnah Master Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud. Titnan, lekuach b'kesev maser. It's not the original Master Sheni, it's lekuach b'kesev maser. Shenitma that became tamek. You poided, you can still be poided. Oh, wonderful. So now you can be poided. What's pshat in our Mishnah that it says that Master Sheni of an Irni Dachas Yigonzu? So we wanted to go and say that's talking about the Master Sheni. Food. Real Master Sheni. That you brought to Yerushalayim. And what happened? Now it became tamek. So therefore you can no longer eat it. Ah! So now there's a din of Irni Dachas. Go and you go to sit, you can't eat it. Be going is it. See, Mara said, no, be poid it. And therefore the tumor will go off. You can eat it. There's no reason why it should be yigonzu. See, Mara said, no, it's talking about not the original Master Sheni food, but it's talking about a derivative because you went poid it, you took the money, you bought new food, and that food became tummy. So the Mara, fine, be poid it. The Tanakama in that Mishnah Master Sheni says, alukuach, because the Master Sheni, you probably can be poid it. If you can be poid it, be poid it, and eat it. There's no reason why there should be yigonzu. Azui freiti gemara. Every marker Yehuda, the Omar Yikover, if you go back to that Mishnah, Master Sheni, it's a machloikis. The Tanakama says, Yipodin. The second man, the Omar says, I'm very sorry. You only get one time to be pointed. You can't be pointed twice. Since it was already lukuach b'kesem ma'is, it means that you already pointed the original Master Sheni. Now, if it became comes tamei, from this point on, you cannot be pointed another time to take off the tumah. It remains b'tamasai. What do you have to do with it? You can't eat it. But you don't throw it in the garbage. You cover. You're going is it. And says Rashi, that when it says in the Mishnah there, you cover, that means you gonez. So look at the top Rashi. V'livrakei v'kulei. U'mashani kev yudidi al-maloi olim l'mitvas pidyoinai. It's not sufficiently strong Master Sheni. It's such a flimsy Master Sheni by the fact that it's l'kuach v'kesem Master. It's not the original Master Sheni. It's only a derivative. So therefore it's the Kedushas Master Sheni is relatively weak, flimsy, if you will. Like Olam Limit Bas Pinyoidai, Bahi, in that, we don't mean man, it says in the side, Bahi Mishnah Gufa. In that same Mishnah that talks about this Kesef Master Sheni, it says over here, says that second man, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda holds, Bahi Nami Master Sheni, the Ka'omar, Yigonez Bikvura. When it uses the term Yikover, that means Gneza. This is not the tin of Gneza that you put in Sheamus, because Master Sheni and Sheamus, it's going to quickly rot and it's going to quickly bring the mice on. So that's not the type of Gneza we're talking about. We mean Yigonez Bikvura. Okay, says Imar. So that's that man, the Yomar. And that's the Yigonez. So the boys say, just stop for 1 second, because we kept on going back and forth from one case to the other. The Gemara has now answered the original question. What was the original question? The original question was in the Mishnah, or the Braisa, the Gabi Isa Shul Master Sheni, we had a Machloikis, Chayim B'chal, Potim B'chal. Says Rav Chizah, that Machloikis is only in Yerushalayim. But Begvulin, Kol Yama Moidah, it's Master Sheni, Momen Gavoyahu. And therefore, Potim B'chal. That's that halacha in Hilchis Chal. Frank the Gemara. But our Mishnah, we said that we're talking about Master Sheni, and it says Yigonzu. So originally we thought it's talking about in Yerushalayim. Nimor says that cannot be because kultur mechitzos. So it must be talking it's in Gvulin. Oh, it's in Gvulin, the same case. Outside Yerushalayim. Irni dachas outside Yerushalayim, you have Master Sheni. So why does he gonez? Don't we have an exception to the rules? Shalala v'loy shlal shamayim. And so therefore, since we concluded, says Rav Chizda, that Master Sheni in Gvulin, kuliyam amoyda that has a din of Mum and Gavoyahu. So if you have the Master Sheni in an irni dachas chutz li Yerushalayim, it should have a din of mum and gavoya, and it should be potter from gniza. You should be able to go and put it aside, and either be poided and take the money to Yerushalayim, or take this mas sheni itself to Yerushalayim. Why do you have to be goyneid? So the Gemara said, it's talking about that I brought this ir hanidachas mas sheni to Yerushalayim, and it became tamei. Okay, so number one, our kasha is now over. Why is the kasha over? Because we're no longer talking about big vulin. We're talking about that this mas sheni has been transported to Yerushalayim. So when is it called mas mamun gavoya big vulin? Once it's in Yerushalayim, no longer mamun gavoya, because according to Rabbanon, you mechuyev in chala, because it's mas the it's mamun hedjit in Yerushalayim. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat it. This is the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you a present. It's yours. Ah, one second. If it's in Yerushalayim, you go and eat it. What's the problem? It's talking about that it became tamei. No, if it's tamei, go and be poide it. But it's talking about the kuach bekesem maaser sheni. You can't be poide according to Reb Yehuda. You can only be goynes or you can be koiveret. But that's it. And goynes and koiveret are synonymous terms for our purposes. Okay. So with this, we've entered the kasha, because we're not talking about bigvulin, we're talking about in Yerushalayim. And the reason why you can't eat it because it became tamei, and the reason why you can't be poided because you're talking about lekuach bekesef maaser sheni according to Yehuda. Fine. Baruch Hashem, we've answered our kasha. No longer stira gvulin and gvulin. Not talking gvulin. We're talking Yerushalayim. Why don't you eat in Yerushalayim? It's because it's tamei. Be poided. It's lekuach. Go and be poided when it's lekuach. It goes according to Yehuda that holds you cannot be poided if it's lekuach. Okay, beautiful teretz, fine. Frek the Gemara, ihochi, based on which... What's your question, Brother Shai?
No, I'm saying the cultus, the mechitza...
Mechitza or cultus?
Once you brought it in, cultus, so once that happens, you brought it in, so therefore...
The halacha should be... Become, so the halacha should be that you should be able to eat it. Once it's in Yerushalayim, it's no longer irni dachas food, it's now Yerushalayim food, you should be able to eat it. So why does it say yigonzu? Says yimor, because it's talking about you can't eat it. It came tame. No, so go be poided. I can't be poided because it's lekuach b'maaser sheni. But the Mishnah says in Maseches Maaser Sheni, even if it's lekuach, you can go and be poided. Not according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said you have to be goyitz.
Thank you. Okay.
Good. Frank Dimara, based on all of this now, the reason why you cannot eat this maaser sheni food in Yerushalayim is because it was lekuach and it became tame. So if that's the case, why are we talking about irni dachas? Let's not talk chas v'shalom. There should never be an irni dachas. And as we said in the Gemara daf ayin aleph, there never was an irni dachas, and there never will be. But why are we even talking about irni dachas? Let's talk about any regular maaser sheni food. I have maaser sheni food because I'm a farmer and I own a big tract of land outside of Yerushalayim, and I either bring the maaser sheni itself to Yerushalayim, or I'm poiden, I'm bringing the lekuach to maaser sheni and bring it to Yerushalayim. Okay, it becomes tamei, unfortunately. Why did it become tamei? Because unfortunately it touched a dead sheretz. It touched a nevela. Whatever, it became tamei. Am I allowed to eat it now? No. What do I have to do with it? If it's regular maaser sheni, I'll be poiden. If it's lekuach, I can't be poiden. What am I going to do with it? You cover it. I commute it. What do you need to talk about? Irni dachas. Talk about any city there, a thousand cities, 2,000 cities, whatever there is, right? Any kvar, any city that I bring in maaser sheni from outside, or better yet, I didn't schlep all that maaser sheni, but I brought money of maaser sheni to Yerushalayim, and I bought with it basar v'yayin, and it became tamei. Says Rabbi Yehuda, yikaver, you have to be goynes. So why was our Mishnah talking about dafke irni dachas? Break the Gemara, second line, kuf yud gimel. Ihochi my ear irni dachas, afil di almanami. Any maaser sheni lekuach, lekuach my maaser sheni that I brought to Yerushalayim, it became tamei. I'm stuck. Yikaver, yigones. So nothing to do with irni dachas. Irni dachas is lemal of lemoyrid. Says Gemara, you're right. Ella brand new teretz leolam b'tohar. We're not talking about maaser sheni that became tamei. Maaser sheni which is tohar. And again, it was brought into Yerushalayim. And if it's brought into Yerushalayim, then mechitza is kol tois. And mechitza is kol tois. Why does it say yigones? Eat it, macha brucha and es. And we're talking about it's tohar. We're not talking about tamei. Eat it. Why is there a din of geniza or kvura? Everything working going the nofel mechitza. It's ay ay ay. You brought the Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim, and you're about to go and eat the Maaser Sheni, and then all of a sudden you hear the walls come tumbling down. Nofel mechitza. Nebuch, the Romans have come in and they're invading and they're breaking through the wall to Yerushalayim. Ay vavay. So what's the din now about eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim? There are no walls. Okay, the Rava, the Amarava, Machitza Lechol D'Araisa. To be able to eat it, Min HaTorah, you have to have machitzas. You have to have what? However, the din of Likloit is Drabban. Likloit means that din of machitza is Klutois or Koltois, like we had here in the Amid Beis, that now the machitzas have grabbed the food. It no longer belongs to Irni Dachas. Irni Dachas status has fallen away. Now it has a din of Yerushalayim food, and therefore you can go and eat it. Guess what? Likloit the Rabban. He goes to Rabban ki isnul machitza. If there are machitzas which are standing, then it has a din of Yerushalayim food, and therefore, lamashal, you cannot be poide it if it becomes tamay. We're not talking about tamay decay, we're talking about tar. But were it to become tamay, you can no longer be poide. It's only isnul machitza you can do it. Ki less the machitzas, but if the machitzas fell down, loy, number one, you cannot be poide. And number two, the machitzas, which are now non-existent, are no longer koilet the Maaser Sheni food, that it should have a din of Yerushalayim food. Unfortunately, it reverts back to being Ir HaNidachas food. And now if it's Ir HaNidachas food, even though, I can't believe it, the Ir HaNidachas Maaser Sheni food is in Yerushalayim. Why can't you eat it? Boisai, there are no walls left. The walls have come tumbling down. I can't go and eat it. No, if that's the case, okay. So, well, what should be the din? The din, says the Gemara, is if there are no machitzas, then the machitzas are no longer koilit. What you have to do now is you don't bring it back to go and burn in the original Ir Nidachas place, or not going, but you're going to go and leave it over here in Yerushalayim, and we're going to be koiver it. Not because of a din of that it became Tomei with Rabbi Yehuda, the Amma Yekover. The reason why you have to be going is it is because you don't bring it back to Yerushalayim. I'm sorry, you don't bring it back to Ir Nidachas. You don't, but rather you go and you cannot eat it because they're no longer machitzas koltois. So you have to bury it. That's the only brayer that you have for this food. Okay? And with that, we have concluded that whole shtickel. We end for the stira, the kasha on Rav Chisda, and we zetzayin our mishnah in a very interesting case on machitzas koltois, where the machitzas unfortunately fell to the ground, so you can't eat it, so you have to be goyis. Zorki morabait. Now the next shtickel is very simple. You recall
you can't eat it.
There's no din today of bring Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. So now we're going to talk about Kisvei HaKodesh. We already learned this yesterday. Masit loicher bluza. The sign of bluza. Oimer kol ir shiyesh bo afilu mezuza achas ina nasas ir nidachas. In our Mishnah, we learned shlola v'loy shlal shamayim. That shlola v'loy shlal shamayim comes to tell you that anything which is kodesh, like Kisvei HaKodesh, no din of sreifa. So what do? You burn the rest of the city, kol shalola, and you make an exception to the rule. What's the exception to the rule? Any Kisvei HaKodesh you have, you put in a special box, and you go and put it in Gniza, put in Sheikhs. Reb Loza says, no. Once there is any Kisvei HaKodesh that undoes the status of the Ir Nidachas, and this is no longer an Ir Nidachas. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, V'yes kol shalola tikparts. Since I cannot be koivitz kol shalola, because I have one mezuzah, I have one sefer Torah, I can't be burning that, so therefore you don't burn anything. When I say it loses the status of Ir Nidachas, only Lagabi the Mamai, of course Lagabi the Balbatim, the Rishoyim unfortunately are still going to go and get a din of cheref, of herek, avad. But Lagabi the din of the sreifa, that mamoinam avad, that gzeira has been bottled, says Reb Loza, as long as you have kol ir shiyesh v'filu mezuzah achas, ain't a nasis ir nidachas. No ir nidachas. Shem it says the pasuk the seraf to beish es a ibi es kol shlola kolu. The eichad yikim mezuzah lo yafshir.
Did you just say, Rabbi? Did you just say that in a city where it's a kivrei kodesh, it doesn't become ir nidachas? But you also said that you kill everybody who is a Bore Zara, so it becomes a majority of the people who killed, who did a Bore Zara. Then you kill them, but you don't burn their goods?
Exactly right. The reason why you cannot burn all the goods, because one of the goods is a mezuzah. Chas v'sholom, you now let it go and burn a mezuzah. So now all the property is now exempt. Okay?
But the people get killed.
Well, the people are going to get killed anyway, because the question is, are they going to have a din of yechidim, they're going to get a din of skila, or they're going to be a din of irigachas, where they're going to get a din of herik. Not a chenek, of herik. Right? So, because it says lefi charev. So the Gemara doesn't address it. I'm assuming that that's the case. If you find otherwise, that's fine. I'll be masking. But that's my assumption, that when it says ein enas zir nidachas, it means lekabi the strefa the serafta be'eches the ibis kosh lola kolu. You can't heich the ikum mezuzah. You can't possibly go and burn kosh lola because there's a mezuzah there. Tichsivin, it says in the pasuk psile leheim tisafun be'esh. You have to go and take the idols and go and burn them. The asherah mitapsilim. But don't burn anything that belongs to Hashem, meaning something like a mezuzah. So based on that, says Rabbi Elazar, there's a total exemption on the sreifa of everything, not just the mezuzah. Everything is exempt, no burn. So obviously that disagrees with our Mishnah.
Including the idols.
The idols you have to go burn everywhere, anywhere, not only in Ir Nidachas. Anytime you see psil eliheim, tisrim ba'esh. And he's trying to find an asher in Eretz Yisrael. You got to burn it. Continue on. Zukti Morvait. Now, what was there was a machlokes at the final end of the Mishnah. That machlokes was, it says in the pasuk, v'hoisetel oilam loy sibone oid. V'hoisetel oilam means that this town should now just be like a heap of ash. Loy sibone oid, don't rebuild it. The question is, okay, I cannot rebuild it, but can I go and plant ginois and pardesim? I want to make it into a national park, and therefore I want to go and plant over there gardens, or I want to plant there orchards. Is that okay? The word leisibona oid means binyonim, don't go and build buildings, but maybe I can make ginois and pardesim. On the other hand, it says leisetel oilam, it's supposed to be heap of ash. Heap of ash is not ginois and pardesim. So we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael Glili and Rabbi Kiva, back on Kuf Yud Aleph Omid Beis, where Rabbi Yisrael Glili said, "V'hoisetel oilam," that means that is a heap of ash. Period. No further discussion. And therefore, not only you should not go and build buildings, loisasa ginois upardesim, don't make gardens, don't make orchards. It's just going to be a heap of ash forever. That's Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Kiva said, "No. It says loisibane." Don't rebuild it with buildings like you had before. But nasis ginois upardesim. So we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva. The question is, what's the basis of the machlokes? The Gemara says, l'chayr, it's based on the halacha of Rabbi Oven Omer Bilal. Leim Oven Omer Bilal, k'mifgi di Omer Oven Omer Bilal, k'al mokim sh'ata moitze klal ba'asei uprat b'loisesei ein doyden oisei b'chlal ufrat. Normally you have, Rabbi says, you know, if you have a klal and then you have a prat, the halacha is, ein b'chlal elamashe b'frat. Even though originally the pasuk talks about a klal, a big general universal rule, but after that there's a prat, ein b'chlal elamashe b'frat. Okay, so, l'chayr, we should apply that same logic here. It says, v'hoise teil oilam. Teil oilam means it should be a heap of ash forever and ever. And then it says, loisibone oid. Oh, it's talking about binyonim. It's not talking about ginois pardes. Binyonim! Oh, ein b'chlal mashim b'frat. When it said in the pasuk, it's a tail oilam, that's got to be heap, that means it got to be binyonim. But you're allowed to go and plant ginois pardes. That's what you would normally say, ein b'chlal mashim b'frat. Reb Oven and Reb Eloy is machadish, that if the klal is an asay, and the prat is a loisesa, which is our case over here, because the asay is b'hoisa tel oila. The prat is loisibona oit. Oh, then ain't done oisa b'chlal u'b'frat, and you're not done b'chlal u'b'frat. And therefore, these are two separate things. Number one, Vahisatel Oilam. Number two, Loisibana Ait. And the Vahisatel Oilam is broad enough to include everything, including not only Binyanim, but even Ginois and Pardesim. Leave it there as a heap of ash forever and ever. Why does the Torah therefore have to add the lav of Lisibana Oit? Because when you're Oivre and Asay, you don't get any punishment. You've just been Oivre and Asay. It's good to bring a carbon. Oila gives you a kapara, but there's no punishment per se. But if you're Oivre a lav, mitasru mitaydim, you can malkis. Ah, so therefore, voice a tail oilam, this an Asay. Go and leave it as a heap. And therefore, don't make dinois, don't make pardesim, don't make binyan. That's an Asay. If you're going to go and build something, then you're going to be over lav leisibana oit. Get malchus, you'll get your 39 lashes. If you go and plant genus or pardesim, you're not over the lav, you're just over an assay. It's like you didn't put on tefillin in the morning. Or any other assay that you're not mekayim. It's a terrible thing that you're not mekayim, but you don't get malchus for something like that. Ah, so zokti moriyat. That's the machloikis in our Mishnah. The mar isle derb oven. Rabbi Yossi Aglili that says that you're not allowed to make even Ginus or Pardesim, he learns like Rabovin, and the Asay of V'hoisa Teir Oilam includes everything. So don't make Ginus or Pardesim. Umar and Rabbi Kiva said, no, Yechal Mishver of Oven. I hold that since I have a Klal Uprat, Ein B'chal Masha B'frat, Loisi Bona Oy, don't make Binyanim, but you're allowed to make Ginus or Pardesim. L'chir, that's the Machlakis. No, you don't have to say that. Everybody agrees with Rabovin. If you have a klal mitanase, mitaprat, loisasa, you don't say ein bechal amash befrat. So what's the machloikis? V'achem hakim miflegi, a totally different machloikis. How do you define the word oid? Mar sova, where does it say oid? Loi sibone oid. Mar sova, oid means the gamri mashma. Oid means forever and ever. Like we say, lo'ilam void, forever. And therefore the Gamri don't even think of doing anything with this town. This town is going to remain until Moshe Mashiach, until Olam Haba, it's going to remain one big heap of ash. Mar Sova, no. Oid means the Kamosha Hoysa. Oid means Loisibana Oid. Don't rebuild it like it was previously. How was it previously? Previously you had over there, you had 50 different buildings in the town. You had residences and you had stores. And you had shuls, and you had batim medrash, all different types of buildings. Loisibana oit. Don't make it like it was originally. But if you want to go make ginus and pardesim, that's fine. That's not a problem because that's not the way it was originally. So therefore, the whole machlokes depends on: do you go and define the word oit le'olam v'ed, or do you say oit means don't redo it like it was originally? Oh, so that's the whole machlokes. Nothing to do with oven. Amen, Rab Ila. Dr. Morabait, stating in the two dots over here, it says should come out. Many of the new defusim take it out, and therefore it really continues on. Mar Sovra Oid, what does Oid mean? Leisibon Oid, the Kamosha Hoysa, Einan Nivnis, Avanasis, Ein Ginosu Pardesim. So those two dots are just a mistake. Okay, on to new Brise. Turn around. Hoyu Bo Ilonis Tolushin, Asurin, Muchubarim Mutar. What happens if I'm coming to the Erni Dachas and there's Koshlola Tikbaitzel Torich Rechoifer and I have some standing trees and I have trees which were cut down or which came down in a terrible storm last week and are on the floor. So I have both Ilonis Tolushim and Ilonis Muchubar. Anything which is Tolush, pick it up. There's Koshlola Tikbaitzel Torich Rechoifer. Put it to the main square. This is after Be'esh. But what happens if I have an Ilon which is Muchubar Karka? Dr. Bryce Mutar. There's no din of cutting it down. Why is there no din of cutting it down? Says Rashi, because we already said before, remember we spoke about yesterday, about the human hair on the top of the Noshim Tzidkonios. So it says in the Pasuk, there's Koshlol Tikboit, El Toich Rechoiva V'Sarafta Be'esh, Misha Choser Rak Kvitza Usreifa, Masha Enken, over there you have to have Tlisha Kvitza Usreifa, because you have to go and be toilish, you have to go and cut the hair. So it's more, the same thing applies to Ilonis. If the Ilonis are attached to the ground, you're going to have to uproot them. The tree doesn't require you to go and cut down the Ilon, it only requires you to go and be Koivitz, collect and assemble things which are tolution already and burn. And therefore, no din of burning of ilonos mechubar. Are you going to tell me, what about all the houses? It says, the seraftis, it's called the ear, there's koshlala. What's the lashon pasuk again? There's koshlala, tik by the turk rechayva, the seraftis, the ish es ho ear, there's koshlala. Now what defines a city? The buildings in the city. And like say, but I don't rebuild those buildings. Aren't all buildings mechubar lekarka? So the mafarshim ain't a chanami, but the gabi hilchis ir hanidachas. Since at one time it was tolish, we're not talking about building materials that you build houses made out of steel. You make houses out of wood. So that wood was cut. So it was already tolution. Even though you mechaber to the karka once again by building a building, for hanidachas purposes, it's considered to be tolution. And therefore, you burn it and you destroy it. But it has an elam which was never tolish, which is still growing. Those are mutter, do not burn them, do not touch them. Good. Rob, you have a question?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you have an na'ah on the fruit of the trees?
Can you have a na'ah of the fruit of the trees? Can you have a na'ah from the fruit of the trees? Since it's mechubar, the chari, as long as the fruit is mechubar, the chari, you'd be able to go and eat it. It's only the tolution which we come condemned to seraf to be'esh. As long as it's mechubar, the chari, only nafkimim might be if it's ready to go and be cut. Because the Gemara says in many places, kolaroi liktzer kekotzer dami. But if it's still in the middle of growth, the chari, just like you don't touch the trees, you wouldn't touch the fruit on the trees, and after the whole iridachas has been destroyed, the chari, you should be able to eat from those fruit. The chari, you have to look in the mafarshim and the paskim. Now, the Braisa adds one new thing, and that's Shomir Acheres, a different city, Ben Klusha, Ben Mechubarim is Asur, even Mechubar is Asur. My Ir Acheres, what Ir Acheres are you talking about? Am Rav Chizda, Yerichai, Yerichai is different. Tichsiv, Vahisa Ir, you'll notice on the side they add a couple of words, Chayrem Hi, V'chol Asher Bo LaHashem, that this whole city will be Chayrem. And it's therefore, we don't talk about, it's called Shlod Tikvoits, and then say, Misha Chosu Jas Kvitsa and Treifa. It doesn't say that. It says the whole city, Kol Asher Bo, everything is Chayrim. And everything includes even the Ilonos HaMechubarim, that it's all destroyed, you can never rebuild it. It says Gunish, the whole Yericho is destroyed. Now, since we're going into this Inyan about Yericho, from here till almost the end of the Masechta, we're going to have a Bissel Agadata. We're going to talk about Hilchos Yerichai. Yehoshua ben Nun, when he came upon Yerichai, he said about it, Rabbi Yisai, nobody's going to have any Hanoah from the city. We're going to destroy it to smithereens, and it's going to remain a Chayrim forever and ever. And we just said now that this Chayrim of Yerichai is even worse and more extensive than that of an Ir Nidachas, because even the Mechubarim you have to destroy. Total destruction. We're going to see in the Gemara momentarily that not only Yerichai, but just like you're not allowed to rebuild Yerichai, you're not allowed to go and build another city and call it Yerichai. In other words, if I'm going to go and build a city 5 miles away and I'm going to call it New Yerichai, no good. You're not allowed to rebuild Yerichai itself. It remains a chedim forever. And you're not allowed to even build another city and call it Yerichai. And the Gemara is going to go through a lengthy discussion. Vayishava or Vayashba Yeshua Ba'isehi Lema. Yeshua made a Shmua, Orhu Ishul Fene Hashem, Ashiyokum, Uvona Esir Hazois, Es Yerichai. Said Yeshua ben Nun, I'm putting on a Klola, an Orur, on anybody that rebuilds this city, Es Yerichai. And the Gemara is bothered by, what do I have to go and say, Es Yerichai? I know, he's looking at Yerichai, and he's saying, don't rebuild this city. Period. Or if you're worried about that in future years, people won't know what the pasuk is talking about, fine. Leave out Esir HaZois. Just say, Oru Ish HaShiyokum V'yivne Esir HaZois. Why does it say Esir HaZois V'Esir HaZois? Ah, comes to tell you, like we just said, that both, you cannot rebuild this city, even if you call it, don't call it Yerichai, call it Bethlehem. Go and call it whatever name you want to call it. Don't rebuild the city, and you cannot build another city elsewhere and give it the name Yerichai. And to add teeth to this Isur, to this Klola, Yeshua ben said, If Chas V'Shalom you do decide to go and build Yericho, rebuild Yericho, another city Yericho, when you're going to Chas V'Shalom, lose your Bechor when you're Miyasid, when you dig the foundations. And when you finally finish building it and you put up the doors and everybody's ready to move in, you, the contractor, the builder, you're going to lose your last child. So therefore, it's a terrible klala. Don't even think about it. Zok Timar, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, like we just said, Lo Yericho Hashem Iracheres, for the Iracheres Hashem Yericho. You're not allowed to rebuild Yericho, even if you give it a totally different name, and you're not allowed to go and build another city and call it Yericho. How do I know? Tachsiv, the Pasuk tells us, Bonachil Beisa Eli Es Yericho, Vaviram Bechoyroi Yesoda. Chiel, that was his name. His name was not Yichiel, his name was Chiel. Went and he built Beis Eli. Now, what means Beis Eli? He made it, and it has a din of an Ola on this city. That's the word Eli, comes from the word Ola. A Klola. Why is there a Klola on this city? The Klola of Yeshua Ben Nun. What did he build? He built Yericho. He didn't rebuild the old Yericho. He built a new city and he called it Yericho. How do I know? The Gemara is going to ask. Well, if you want to take a quickly look at Rashi. Rashi is about almost three quarters down the Amud. Rashi, middle of the line. Es Yericho. V'lo Yericho mamish bana. V'lo Yericho atzmei bana. He, Chiel, did not rebuild Yericho. El Iracheres. And he called it Al-Shem Yericho. Shekara lo Yericho. But Rashi says, from the psukim it doesn't say. Pasuk just says that he built Yericho. Says Rashi, I'm not sure what the makoyer is that it's talking about another city, Al Shem Yericho. It doesn't say clearly in the pasuk one way or the other. But the other mafarshim, the Maral, and others want to say that how did the Gemara know what we're talking about Es Yericho? That it's a different city, because what's the lashon of the pasuk? Banachil Beisaeli Es Yericho. Why does it go and say Es Yericho? Banachil Yericho. The fact that it gets the extra S goes and tells you it wasn't the original Yericho, it was a different Yericho. Okay. Anyway, so what happens now? Zokti Maratanya, Baviram Bachoyre Russia, Lei Hoyoloi Lilmite. Biskov Tsiroi Hoyoloi Lilmite. Meaning that Chiel unfortunately lost his Bachor Aviram when he was miyased, when he poured the foundation, and he lost his youngest son, Skuv, when he finished building the city. So in other words, the klola of Yehoshua ben Nun was chal on Chiel. So when he started building it, he may not have known of that. Apparently Chiel didn't learn the daf, and therefore he didn't know this halacha, that if you build another city, Al-Shem Yerichai, then you lose your kids. So when he originally lost his son Aviram at the outset, he didn't know. But by the time he finished building it, a year, 5 years, whatever later, then he lost his son Skuv Tzirei. By that time he should have known already about this halacha, that if you build any city by the name of Yericho, you lose your kids. That's what the Gemara tells us. So Gemara, Aviram and Skuv, my Ovid, what did they do wrong that the Pasuk refers to Aviram as Russia? And even though the Pasuk doesn't say Skuv was a Russia, the Gemara is assuming that he also was a Russia, just like Aviram. What did they do wrong? After the Gemara, they didn't do anything wrong. Hachi ka'amar, va'aviram b'chayra ha'yulay lilmayt li'oysa Russia, v'skuv tzi'irai. Meaning that the Russia is referring to Chiel. That Chiel had no business building a town and calling it Yericho, because there's a kalala on it. And Vachikama, when it says in the Pasuk, Baviram Bechoyra Russia, we don't mean that Aviram was a Russia. What we mean is, Mr. Russia, you, Chiel, when you saw that Aviram Bechor died when you were miyased it, you should have started thinking why, when, where, so that at the time that Skuv died, by that time you should have realized, you should have known that there is this klala, and you should not have built the city. You should have stopped building the city right after the foundation, after you lost your son, Aviram. So the Gemara's teretz is not that Aviram and Skuv are Rishoyim, it's Chiel is a Rasha for continuing the building which caused, unfortunately, the death of Aviram and Tzkuf. Zok the Gemara, Mimash Shenema Baviram Bechoyroi, Ein Yodesh Tzkuf Tziroi. Once I say that he had at least two sons, Aviram and Tzkuf. So if Aviram is the older one, so tell me, what was Tzkuf? Of course he was the younger one. So Ma Tamalay, why do you have to say Tzkuf Tziroi? You just said Tzkuf. It means that he had several sons. Mor doesn't tell us how many. In Tanakh it doesn't tell us how many. We only know these two. But he had at least three, four, five sons. And every stage of the way, as he, once he called the electricians to put in electricity, another son. When he called the plumber to put in the plumbing, another son. And so on and so forth, from the beginning to end, he lost all the kids from Aviram through the youngest Tzkuf and all those in between. Okay, so that's the psukim now. And now the Gemara tells us a little bit of a story. Achav Shishbinei Hava. Achav, who as we know was a very wicked king, and Chiel, who was also a Rasha, they were friends. So now, when Chiel was sitting Shiva after his son Aviram, or after his son Tzkuv, Osa'iyu, Achav came to be Menachem Avel, and Eliyahu Navia also came to Menachem Avel. Presumably they came separately in different cars, in different caravans, but they both came to be Menachem Avel to Chir. L'mishol b'shloma beitamia. Rashi said beitamia is another word for a beis ha'ovel. So they both came to be Shlomo b'shloma, in other words, they came to Menachem Avel. Yosef v'ka'amar. And now Achav is speaking out loud and he's wondering, why were you cursed that you, Chir, lost all of your kindleach? Aviram, the guys in between, and Tzkuv, Dilma Kimelet Yeshua Hachilat. Maybe Yeshua, when he gave that original klala, maybe he meant to say Lo Yerichai Al Shem Iracheres, Lo Iracheres Al Shem Yerichai. You're neither allowed to go and rebuild Yerichai, even if you call it with a different name, and you cannot build another ear and you give it the name Yerichai. Maybe that's the reason why you lost your kids. Amalei Elio said, "En, you're 100% right. That's Taka the Halacha." Like the brisa that we brought before, Le'yirich Hashem Yiracheres, Le'yirich Hashem Yirich. On Malay, Sa'achav now said, Hashta laftosa de Moshe le'komakayma. Moshe Beinu in the Torah put a klola, and that was never fulfilled. Tichsiv, it says in Kriyashma, V'saratem v'varatem le'machem, v'shachvisum lehem, v'chor Hashem Hashem Hashem. And what does it say after that? V'chor Af Hashem Hashem, v'yotzer Shashamayim, etc., etc., all the psukim that we have there in Krishma, in the second part of Krishma. Zukti Mora, Vhu Gavra, Oikim Leavoidis Kechavim al Koltelim Vitalim. When he's saying Hu Gavra, Achav is referring to himself in the third person. He says, you know, I'm a bad guy. I put up Avoidis Oris everywhere, on every field in Eretz Yisrael, even on every telem, every furrow, every ridge, I put up avodah zaris. I would like to go from time to time and bow down to each avodah zaris, and during the winter, I can't get there, because the roads are so full of water and of mud, it's impossible to get to all of these places to go and bow down. So you see that even though I was over, the sartu avaratim alhim achayrim, the klola of v'chora af Hashem b'chem, the yitzaras Hashemam liyemoter, never came true. So the klola of Moshe Rabbeinu was not fulfilled. So you're going to tell me, laftosa, to Yeshua, talmidei, yom mekayma, that because Yeshua put on a klola that was mekuyim. Come on, give me a break, says Achav. If Moshe Rabbeinu's klolas were never fulfilled, then Yeshua ben Nun's klolas are not going to be fulfilled. So it must be another reason why Chiel lost all of its kids. When Eliyahu and Novi heard this, V'yad, V'yem Eliyahu Tishbi, Mitoshovi Gilad, Chai Hashem Elikei Yisrael. Well, you have to add two words over here. He said, V'yem Eliyahu HaTishbi Mitoshovi Gilad El Achav. He responded to Achav, and he said, Chai Hashem Elikei Yisrael. I'm now swearing in the name of Hashem, in, now look at again on the side, Im Yeh Hashanu Mo'ele Tal Umatar, Kim Lefi Dvari, that from now on there will not be any Talmudah for the next few years. Boy Rachmi, he, Eliyahu Navi, now was mispal to Hashem. V'hovu lein the Kodesh Baruch Hu handed over Eklida. Remember, we had the word Eklida a few days ago. Those are keys. Remember, we said he had so many keys. Koyrach had so many keys that he had to have 300 pradim, 300 mules just to carry the keys. So he gave him the keys. Who gave him the keys? The Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachal gave the keys, the matar, over to the hands of Eliyahu Hanavi. And Rekom Ba'azal, and then he got up, Eliyahu, he left the base, Tamia, meaning the base of El, and guess what happens? No more matar from that point on for the next 3 years. No more matar. Vayidvar Hashem Eilav Leimar. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Eliyahu, Eliyahu, guide and hide. Leich mizeh ufanisa and go fanisa l'chokeima v'nistarta v'nachal kris. Go to Nachal Kris. I don't know where Nachal Kris is, but wherever it is, go and hide there. Why should you hide there? Because people are going to be upset that there's no water. And now, tak, over the next 3 years, there wasn't a drop of water, and therefore there was no food, and things were very desperate. So Eliyahu HaNavi is hungry. What is he going to do? Says the Pasuk, v'orvim, the ravens, the crows, mevi'im lo lechem u'basar, baboiker, the miraculously, the orvim brought every single day food to Eliyahu HaNavi. Mehecha, where did they take the basar from? V'ramarav, mi'beit hafchi di achav, from the butchers of Achav. Of course, all the Mepharshim talking about that. From the butchers of Achav. How would it be kosher? Presumably Achav is a Russian. Presumably all of his butchers and all of his shochtim are also not reliable. So don't tell me that it had on it a shtempel from the Badatz or from the OU or somewhere. Gunish. How was he able to go and eat it? Mitafkel Yachav. So the Mepharshim, since this food came miraculously through the Arvim, so Kadosh Baruch Hu went and gave Eliyahu HaNavi an exemption. He said, it's no problem. I'm giving you food. It's Eis Tzara, you're not able to eat. I'm giving you food from the Orvim, from the Beit Avka Li'achot. It's okay, you're allowed to go and eat. Okay, fine. V'yimi Ketz Yom, and now some time has passed. V'yimi Shenachal, and this Nachal Kris totally dried up. Kilehoye Geshem Baritz, there was no water left. Kimen Dechazen De'ika Tzar Ba'alma, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu, this Kimen Dechazen not going on Eliyahu, it's going on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world is never in a terrible drought, in a terrible famine, Ksiv, v'hidvar Hashem eilav leimar, kum lech tzarfasa. What's going on over here? Where, you know the famous story where Eliyahu came to the Isha at tzarfasis, and she had a son that unfortunately was on his deathbed, and until that point, initially tzarfasis supplied Eliyahu Navi with food, and she gave him full achnosis archim. However, subsequently, Uksiv, by he achad varma eila cholim ben isha balas abayis, the child of this isha tzarfasis became very, very sick, and he Eliyahu HaNavi was now beseeched by the balabusta, by this tzarfasis, and she said, Eliyahu HaNavi, bistach agreis HaNavi, go and give tchias amesim to my son, boy rachmi, and taka Eliyahu HaNavi started pouring out his heart, and he said, Rabbeinu Shloilam, go and give me le mason le ikleed tchias mason. I want to be able to mechay mason. Hand over, please, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the maftechos of tchias mason. Amrile, so Rabbeinu Shalom answered, Eliyahu HaNavi, I cannot possibly give you two keys. I give you already one key, and that key is the key to matar, to the gshamim. But to give you that plus a tchias mason key, I can't do that because sholish maftechos like nimtzu l'shliach. More beginning of Masechtas Tanis, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has numerous maftechos, many, many keys. Three of them he didn't give to a shliach. Who? Which of those three? Shul Chaya. Chaya means of childbirth, meaning to go and have new daughters, new children. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take care of that. I'm holding on to that maftech. V'shul Gishamim and of rain. V'shul Tchias Amesim. So people are going to go and say, Yoimru Shtayim B'yad Talmud, I'm going to give two over to Eliyahu HaNavi. V'achas B'yad Arav, that only one is going to remain in the hands of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Said Eliyahu HaNavi, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're right. I see. Ha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he, Eliyahu HaNavi, handed over the old key for Gishamim that he had been holding on to for the last few years. V'shokal Hayin, he took the one for the Tchias HaMesim. And as it says in Tanakh, he was Mechayim Mesim, the child of this Isha Tzafatis. And then subsequently, as we know, we had the same thing that Elisha, he was also Mechayim Mesim twice because he gave him Pishnai. Okay, so what happens now? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk right after that, Lechera El Achav, the Etna Matar. Go and appear now to Achav and tell him, Achav, remember you said that the klol of Moshe Rabbeinu would not apply. It applied. There hasn't been a drop of water, as you know, for the last few years. But from now on, v'yetna mota. Says Rashi, it doesn't say in the Pasuk, lechera el achav, the ten mota, now change, put on the water spigot, and now give him mota. Then I, the Rabbeinu Shlom, will give the mota, because I took back the keys from Eliyahu. Okay, so what did we try to prove over the last few lines? What we tried to prove is that initially Achav said that the klola of Moshe Rabbeinu was not chal, because you see, I can't go and approach any of the Avodah Zarahs. All of the entire Eretz Yisrael are full of water, and we can't move from place to place. It's Baruch Hashem, plenty of water. Says Eliyahu Navi, you don't believe what it says in the Torah? Oh, Eliyahu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the keys, and he turned off all the spouts and all the spigots and all the clouds. No more water. Now, many of you may think to yourselves, hey, how did he have that mafteach? Didn't it say shomim mafteach es le'nimtzer l'shliach? And including the mafteach of kshamim. How did Eliyahu Navi have that mafteach of kshamim? So the Tosis in Maseches Tanis asked that kasha. And the Tosis says, what the Gemara means to say is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not give away all of these three mafteches to one individual. He didn't give them to one person. From time to time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have given these Sholosh Mafteches, one to Yankel, one to Beryl, one to Shmer. But to give all three, Dos Nisht. He only gave it, so one at a time he could have, but not all three. So that's why Eliyahu Navi was able to go and get one of them. He wasn't able to get more than one. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't give you two. If you see... Okay, I told you that was Tosis, that's actually the Rashi. Hey, I'm looking at the Tosis here in Daf Beis Amud Aleph in Maseches Tanis. Freiti Amara shows Mafteches like Nimsu Lishliach. Vim Toim Ha'amrinan, the Mafteach Gishamim Nimsar Le'yoh Anavi. Where do we know it from? Says Tosis, Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yid Gimel. Emphatize Vishleim and Dahodik Amash like Nimsu Lishliach. Ein Rot Salim Ishlai Nimsu Li Oilam, Dahashel Tchias Amesh Gisham Nimsu. So Tosis says that when it says Sholosh Mafteches, temporarily they may have been given to Shlichim, but permanently, never permanently, only temporarily. Okay, so temporarily, because Baruch Hu gave to Eliyahu Navi first the Mafteach Shel Gshamim, and in later years he gave the Mafteach of Tchias Amesim, but not permanently. Rashi, on the other hand, says V'yomer B'yoychan Sholosh Mafteches. That you never gave, the Kodesh Baruch Hu never gave all of the three mafteches to one shliach together. Says the Bach, Hagoyes Bach, why did Rashi add that shlei nimtzru biyachad? To letaretz the kushiyas atoitzvis. So therefore we have two terutzim. These three mafteches, number one, were never given permanently to a shliach, only temporarily. And according to Rashi, you can only give it one at a time to different people, like Eliyahu Navi. But to give all three at one time, dusnish. That biyachad you never had. Okay, so therefore that's why Eliyahu had to go and give back the mafteches of Shaman. Now he got the mafteach of Tchias Meisim, and it was Machaya, the son of that Tzurfatis. Fine. Let's finish off the plot. I'll give you a marshal. Legava de tarke legalia. The avdei lemafteicha, you have a person, this happens to me all the time, maybe it happens to you as well, that a person leaves his house and he locks the doors, and he locks it very carefully, he doesn't want any ganuvim. And then at the end of the day he wants to go back and open up the house with his mafteichas, and he lost his key, or he forgot it in the office, or he got in his medrash. Oh, he has to go all the way back to the office. If he had left it open in the first place, he wouldn't have the problem. Because he had the mafteach and he locked the door, you can't open the door unless you have those mafteches. Here too, Eliyahu Navi, when he locked the mafteach of Kishamim, closed up the heavens, no more rain, he was sure that he would reopen it. By the time he wanted to go and reopen it, Kodesh Baruch Hu took those keys away, and he couldn't do it himself, and Kodesh Baruch Hu had to do it. Dorif Yosef Tzipori, Abba Eliyahu, Father Eliyahu, Rashi says that that's a term of chavivus, as well as a term of reverence, a term of respect. Eliyahu Navi, oh, the Tat Eliyahu. Where's the Tat Eliyahu? Dog the Gemara. Captain Havan. He was a Makbid. Why was he a Makbid? Because we see that Achav made a statement that the Klola of Moshe Rabbeinu was not Mekuyim, and he got so upset, he went immediately, he said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me the Mafteach, and we're going to go and close up the heavens for the next few years. If he wanted to go and teach Achav a lesson, he could have done it for a week, for a month. Years, there was no matter. All because he got angry at Achav. You see the top Rashi? Oh, you captain, Shekos al Achav. The Omer, Chai Hashem, and Yi Hashanam, O'ei letal matter. Why years? Okay, the matter. What's the tal? The Pasuk just said, B'chora Av Hashem B'chem, B'yitzar Zishmav, Li Yimotar. He doesn't say anything about tal. So he was a captain. That's what Rabbi Yossi B'tzipori said about Eliyahu Novi. Now, the Gemara tells us, V'rogel Amesik Gabe, Elio used to go and appear to Yossi in Rabbi Yossi in Tzipori on a daily basis. Every day they had a chavrus shav, always between 9 and 10 in the morning. And Elio Novi for the next 3 days did not show up in the Bismedish of Rabbi Yossi B'Tzipori. Finally, Kiyos, when he came on the fourth day, so Rabbi Yossi said to him, Amai Leos Amar, why didn't you come? Amalei, so Elio Novi said, Captain Karisali, you gave me a title that I'm a captain. So I felt very bad that you called me a captain. And therefore, that's why I took off 3 days. In other words, you insulted me. Because of that insult, I didn't show for 3 days. So now it says, B'yoisi b'tzipoiri, he says, Amalei, hadikamonika kopin mar, you just proved that what I said was correct. That you're a captain. Because if you weren't a captain, okay, I said you're a captain. Big deal. And I didn't say you're a bad guy. I just said you're a balak pada. Why didn't you show up the next day? And the next day. And 3 days in a row, he didn't show up. 3 days in a row. Why? Because I called you captain. Is the chasim and you take a captain. That's why you were makbid on Achav, and you didn't give water and rain for 3 years. And that's why you didn't come to Bismanish for the last 3 days, because you're a captain. Finally, the Pasuk says, that after the whole story of the Ir Neidachas, then Kodesh Baruch Hu was Yoshev Charoin Apoy, means like a Hamasa Melech Shechoch. Zukti Mara, what do we mean that by that? Man Yoshev Hashem Charoin Apoy, state in the Mishnah, calls Man Shoshom Ba'ilim this Charoin Af, Man Rishoim, how do you describe Rishoim? Omer of Yosef, Ganvi. A Rosha doesn't mean necessarily a person who eats Treifis and Chazer. Person who's a ganef, heir is a Russia. And we see this from, of course, the Dora Mabel, where it says that the Leinechtem Zera, not because of the Hashchosa that they did avoid the Zara, or the Hashchosa that they lived Aroyas, people with beasts, with Bahamas, and Bahamas with people, that wasn't the reason. Leinechtem Zardinai, El Ala Chomas. Chomas means a form of Gneva and Gzela. So that's the Rishoyim, Amr Rav Yosef, that a Ganvi, Taner Abanan, Rasha ba'oila ba'li oilam charein af ba'oilam shenema b'voy Rasha ba'gam boys v'am koloi cherpa but Rasha ovam in oilam toiva ba'la oilam then shenema b'voy rishoyim rina. So we'll stop with the word rina. So we'll sign ständig lechtig and freilich and happy at all times, especially when rishoyim die, and we got a whole bunch of them in this world at this time. They should all have a misa mishina, so that should be b'voy rishoyim rina. Some of you will be Messiah tomorrow for the Tanis Bechayim, and otherwise